Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mets ripped the Braves 7-2, and the Phillies were back in action after a week-long hiatus due to the coronavirus outbreak in baseball. They ran into a buzzsaw, though, as the Yankees rolled to their seventh consecutive win, 6-3. Today's game in the Bronx has been postponed by Tropical Storm Isaias. It's been rescheduled to a doubleheader tomorrow in Philadelphia. In MLB news, 7 Cardinals players and 6 staff members have tested positive for COVID-19, causing the league to postpone their 4-game series with Detroit. St. Louis is now the second team sidelined by the virus. The Marlins are set to finally resume play today in Baltimore. And baseball's Field of Dreams game in Iowa has been postponed until 2021 because of COVID-19. The game at the newly constructed ballpark on the cornfield next to the site of the 1989 movie had been scheduled for August 13th in Dyersville, where the White Sox planned to host the Yankees. When MLB remade its schedule earlier this summer, the Cardinals became the opponent. MLB has decided to keep the White Sox for the game next year. The other team has not been determined. In the NHL yesterday, the Hurricanes took down the Rangers 4-1, bringing Carolina 2-0 in their best-of-5 qualifying series. Also, the Penguins outscored the Canadiens 3-1, and the Lightning edged the Capitals in a shootout 3-2. In the NBA, the Raptors topped the Heat 107-103, the 76ers squeaked by the Spurs 132-130, and the Pacers bested the Wizards 111-100. In other news, former wrestling star Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he has acquired the XFL. Reportedly, the price is $15 million. The XFL had 8 franchises and played 5 games out of a planned 10-game schedule before canceling its season in March over the pandemic. I'm Jesse King.